Can you comment on the paper that you published in December looking at two patients who were treated with sunitinib for metastatic disease but also had a resection of their metastasis and sort of what you think this means?
Yeah, it was really just, you know, again, it's two patients, so it's anecdotal, and it's really just an observation. In kidney cancer with immunotherapy, occasionally patients, you know, who had a great response could be taken to resection and could have a long disease-free interval afterwards. So while you could never do a randomized controlled trial in this setting, it gave the sense that if people responded to therapy, that perhaps multimodal therapy, i.e. surgery afterwards, could be of benefit or at least was reasonable to consider. And I think that'll certainly be true with these agents as well. More patients have response. More patients probably get to a point where they can have surgical resection. And so it was really just to put it out there that, you know, we've done it, we've seen it. There weren't problems with wound healing. Those patients are disease-free now many months after surgery off drug. It's hard to know what would have happened without surgery or without sunitinib. You know, it's hard to know since it's just two cases. But it was really just to sort of make the point that, and I've certainly seen it play out in my clinic many times since then, that we now might consider patients for surgery. We're going to have more patients who are considering for surgery after systemic therapy.